The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more information.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. A lady just emailed me and said she's got 38 F's. And she goes, can't imagine what triple G's would look like. They'd have to be. I'm curious. I have a friend named
Single
Mike.
Single F's or, like, I don't know what makes them triples.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works either. Because wouldn't it just go to the next letter?
That's like, what I, that's
shouldn't
what I thought
double D's be E's?
Yes.
Yeah, and then it should go down. Like, you can end
triple
up with Z's.
Triple D's should be G's.
There was a hot girl in high school who had triple J's. Her name was Jennifer. Beautiful lady. Still out there right now. She's gorgeous. Lovely person. Good friends with her. She actually lived right down the street from where Brett lives right now. And she was a friend of mine. And she had breast reduction surgery at age 17. Triple J's.
Town of Bold had that.
And then they grew back to like D's. I always fascinate on that because I've seen those. I've seen triple J's at their best because she was a high school girl. They hadn't been destroyed by the ravages of time quite yet. Not like these triple G's from the 61-year-old bag of cans. I love that lady.
They grew back. I don't think
you know, hold a whole prime rib under that. Did you hear that, Brady? Slice off a good old chunk of an inch and a half of prime rib and throw it under a can. She can hold it.
I don't know.
And the birds.
I think she can.
Don't forget about the birds.
What are you talking about?
Roasted
the big roasted. Yeah. Oh, roasted rotisserie chickens. That's how big those are.
I want to see it.
How much of a large pizza would hold under there? Four slices.
Folded or just flat?
No, like four and then like, I think you could do it.
Could she fit a shakaroni underneath there?
Could you hold the box of a shakaroni?
Yeah.
So many things I would do.
I think she could.
If I had, that's why men can't have boobs. We just play with them all day. Like, I wonder what else you got. I would, what kind of weight she can put under that. Yeah, it would be like a Christmas tree. Just keep
folding
lifting it up.
Table.
Finding stuff. Thanks. Ugh. There's my sea monkeys. Give me that. I'm looking for those. Anyway, it's time for the hot releases. And they're brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue, Eric's Family BBQ, out there in Avondale. If you're heading on out there and you're thinking, you know, I'm hungry, there is no place better than Eric's Family Barbecue. It's in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com. Simply the best barbecue in Arizona. They're at State Farm Stadium next Monday night when they play the Rams there, the Cardinals do. You can go over and get yourself some Eric's Family BBQ. It's in the stadium now, and they're looking at a place. I swear to you, if Anthony doesn't do this, I'm going to burn down the original Eric's Family BBQ. He's got one right over here in Scottsdale. I'm going to make him have to move because that would be right down the street
the
from
corner.
Us. We'd go there a lot. Simply the best. Meet, mesquite, repeat, skate, Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
I thought you convinced him to...
We talked about it. They this is how good his restaurant is. Brady, you don't know this, but they called him and said, we want your restaurant in our building. Because he doesn't have any of those reviews that you had. Brady got upset this morning. We were reading Porkopolis reviews and he started to fight back.
Nightmares.
Maybe should we run a 5-star? Brady, it's all closed down. But if you did they go back on, Brett, and ruin Porkopolis' rating?
I'll check that out.
We asked the listeners this morning to go to Yelp and give 1-star reviews to Brady's old restaurant. Been closed for a couple of years now, so why not just destroy it?
Went there today. It was really cold.
There's nobody there. The service was terrible, and the door was locked.
Oh, there's 201 reviews now. We were at 194.
Oh, we got 6 or 7 people.
And we're still at 4 stars.
Wow, there's not many that are killing you, Brady.
Work on it, people.
What? Any new good ones? That's the key.
Let me see if I can.
That's what we need, to destroy Brady's restaurant now.
These are all still old ones. If I can,
maybe just some people got around to it. Finally got around to it. Actually, the service was so slow that they're just now getting their meal.
Yeah. We finally
2 years after it closed. Well, I mean, we sat here for nearly 28 months. Finally got our ribs. They were cold.
As expected.
No, I mean,
guy kept calling.
Come on, you guys need to step it up here. What is this?
Crush Brady's pork opolis Yelp reviews at pork. You got to. One star of that thing. Anyway, it's time now for the hot releases. It's time for you, Toledo. We'll start with you, right?
Yep.
That's all right, me. Toledo, you're first.
All right, so Netflix has a lot of their holiday stuff coming out. And the first one.
Step it up.
Bastard from a basket.
David and the Elves.
I love that. Oh.
No, no, David. This seat is especially reserved for the wary traveler.
Santa.
Grandpa, the traveler never comes here.
David believes in all this, you know?
Hear that? Over there. See, it's Santa's invisible sleigh. See it? Who could that be in the front seat? An elf?
It's Albert.
Yes, that's Albert.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Brady. You're going to be deep into this one.
No way.
You will.
What are you doing? You know humans can't see us.
Well, the people love me.
I hate new Christmas stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have
none of it.
None of it. It's all
like
dumb.
How far back do you go?
It has to be
like Frozen. I guess that's not
a
really
Christmas,
Christmas
thing. That's just snow.
Bah humbug, man.
Yeah, bah humbug on all the new stuff. I'm with Brady. I think Brady's right. It's just garbage. I think
there's some amazing Hallmark Christmas.
No. That's the problem. It's like
I heard good reviews on the 8-bit Christmas.
Great. It's
haven't
not
seen
good.
It.
And you heard good reviews from Ronnie.
No.
Who?
Nobody I can't remember.
Else. Nobody told
you. There's a guy.
Nobody told you 8-bit Christmas was good. And that's not reviews, by the way. That's a friend told me. You can't. That's a lie.
I've heard great reviews about
one dude and you talking about something I've never heard of. Liked
that's
it.
True. That's not a review.
It's a friend saying
that's,
I liked it.
Yeah, that's.
I've heard good reviews. Review. You have heard no reviews. You had a friend say 8-bit Christmas is good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was on
guy.
Netflix.
Who was it?
I can't remember.
You don't know the one person that talked 8-bit Christmas. Man, oh man, this is sad.
Because friends tell you about music, but it's not necessarily a review.
Right. Give this a try.
Yeah. That's all
it's
it
a
is.
Suggestion.
Who was it?
You don't remember this conversation.
So many people.
You remember enough to bring up that 8-bit Christmas
you're
got
spiraling
a
spiraling it.
Yeah, because it's terrible, and he knows it. He's trying to dig out of this hole. There right. are no – the last probably the last – good Christmas tradition thing, and I don't like it, is Elf. That's probably the most recent one. We'll go
Lisa
back as far as that.
What's that, 15 years ago maybe?
Probably, yeah.
I like that
maybe a little
the
longer
first one that Kurt Russell did when he was Santa Claus.
What?
If you say 8-bit Christmas again, I'm going to punch
no.
you. What are you talking about?
Kurt Russell had one about
Tim
2 years
one,
ago.
Santa Claus.
Oh, where he couldn't stop being Santa.
Yeah, and I like the first Santa Claus. Even the second one. But first Santa Claus.
Or the
really
Christmas
good.
Traditions.
The Tim Allen.
The Christmas Vacation was a good one.
There you
yeah.
Go. That was 20,
that
30
was
years
30
ago.
Years ago. I don't like any of the new ones. They tried that one new Rudolph,
wow.
the new reindeer one.
So it's the Christmas Chronicles, and there are two. They did it so well, they did a...
yeah, the first one's good.
No, it's not. It's not a Christmas tradition. It's not a thing.
Not a tradition. That's
good, the thing. They're trying to make new Christmas movies. None of them are any good. Like Rankin and Bass. The Rudolph special.
Classics.
Those are the ones you're like, man, this personifies what Christmas
yeah,
feels
that's
like.
The,
these other ones are just trying to do that, and it feels like it.
All right, so HBO has a new documentary out about Guantanamo Bay. It's called The Forever Prisoner.
I was watching some of this last night.
Yeah, it debuted yesterday.
It's pretty amazing. They just talk about waterboarding this dude.
Yeah, about the torture. It's all about the torture program.
Abu Zubaydah has never been charged with a crime.
Abu Zubaydah. Well, it's kind of like anti-America.
He's imprisoned in the secret CIA unit called Strawberry Fields. As in forever.
Yeah. See, I'm all for
prior to 9/11, CIA never captured or detained anybody. They weren't prepared.
People started looking for who was best to interrogate, and there weren't any.
Psychologist James Mitchell was the only candidate considered.
I just took it for granted that they knew what they were doing.
CIA officers were certain he was holding back because he wasn't telling.
Eventually he admits that he's the number three man in Al-Qaeda, and they knew he wasn't.
Yeah.
And then people are like, hey, this waterboarding, he's just saying whatever we want.
Yeah.
Like, we're not getting information. He's just saying whatever we want. And then a couple of guys were like, yeah, but we can use it. So then it starts getting into, he's saying it. So let's take credit for it. And it gets a little bit crooked with the whole, we know already who this guy is. We just want information. He's telling us he's more than what he is.
To confirm
like, yeah, but why, who are we to say he's not? And it kind of gets into that whole, is the torture giving us information
results,
or is
yeah.
it giving us what we want to hear?
Yeah.
And if, but in the olden days, if it was what you want to hear, you got it.
Yeah.
That's why I liked Old Wars better. You got a guy who said, I'm the number three in Al-Qaeda. It's like, it's enough for me. Yep, you're still willing to say, yeah, but we tortured you into saying, I know it's all moral and woke now, but it's war. You were on their side. I don't know why we're wasting our time. He had no info. He's number three in Al-Qaeda. You take him out and you move on. Cut him loose. You don't.
Bastard from a basket!
Silly lefty cuck. You cut him loose. You let that Al-Qaeda run wild.
He's fine. He's not going to be bitter. He knows what he did.
Look at me. You're lower than a bastard.
All right. Also on HBO is a limited series called The Landscapers, starring Emmy Award winner Olivia Colman from Downton Abbey, I believe.
Yeah.
Or The Queen.
Now, this one has too much waterboarding. I will say
this
that.
One has all
just
kinds
your
of
landscaping. You can't do that to them.
Two bodies were found buried in the back garden of a house.
The more we run, the more guilty we'll say.
Based on a true story.
We cannot confirm the circumstances under which they came to be buried in that location.
It's just you.
Is this that David Thewlis guy I like?
Yeah.
We just have to stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
They kill somebody, murder them, bury them in the backyard, get away with it, and then they get caught in their late years, and they have to stick to their story. I like that. That one looks pretty good. What's that called?
It's called The Landscapers.
Landscapers, okay.
Limited series, only four episodes in that one.
All right, hurry up.
Another one for Brady. Michael Bublé's Christmas in the City.
Oh, yes. This won't be so bad.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
He's just hard to watch because he's so pure.
Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again.
Our ratings are going through the moon right now.
Yeah. Candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning.
Good morning, it's Beth. Life. Everybody, it's Beth from KZ. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. I'm at home polishing my dong. It's big and it's long. It's going to take me a month. I'm detailing that thing.
All right, so the big video game out today is, or actually, I'm sorry, tomorrow is Halo Infinite, the 6th or 7th, I believe, in the franchise.
Yeah.
Halo is pretty fun to play, but it gets really complicated.
It's Beth. But a memory. That's from KZ doing the voices.
Be operational.
The Banished are planning to fire this ring.
We need help.
Man, this looks real.
Not heroics.
Master we protect team. Humanity, whatever the cost.
But this wasn't the mission.
The mission's changed. They always do.
Waterboard. And
you have one bullet against an entire army.
It's enough.
It is? Seems like a losing cause there. I need more than a bullet.
No way, man.
Halo Infinite. I've only played Halo in Best Buy. And I had a blast doing it.
Yeah, you said you hogged
closed it down.
Because it's Xbox. I don't have... is it on PlayStation now?
No.
Yeah. It's on all of them.
Is it?
No.
Halo is
Xbox exclusive.
I don't have a PlayStation. So I've only played it. And they got them Carnahan controllers for Xbox.
They did come out with it for PC, but you're not a PC guy.
Nope.
All right, the big theatrical release Friday is West Side Story, a Steven Spielberg joint. If
that's right.
Believe it.
E.T.'s in it.
What?
Yep.
Steven Spielberg joint?
That's right. That's a Brady term.
The world is full of love.
Sounds familiar.
Remake, Brady.
Oh.
This is my first time in New York City. I want to be happy here. I want to make a life, a home.
Where's the aliens?
Are you ready?
The illegal aliens. He loves those aliens.
Also,
he's always making alien movies, that Spielberg.
Also on Friday is a movie called National Champions. It has a bunch of NFL players behind it and produced it. It's about the college system taking advantage of the college players in college football. That's exactly what it is. That's about it.
All right, Bert, what do you got for music? Not a lot.
Not a lot, but we'll see what we got here.
Out loud, Brad. Somebody just emailed me a review of Pork Office. I heard about this place on the radio, figured I'd try it out for lunch. When I showed up, a heavyset older woman behind the counter said, "We don't allow BIPOCs." It was a little weird. Sounded as if she was trying to disguise his voice, sort of a girl, sort of a man, maybe to protect his identity. Anyway, as a gay, white, non-binary person of Jewish faith, I'm obviously not welcome and I will not return. Todd M. San Francisco.
Good one.
Good one. One star. Ooh. That can't be real. All right. What do you got?
All right. Ichika Nito.
Oh, he's going for that. He's doing a
thing. Trying to answer the question for the game?
has a new album out, and this is Reflection.
These are your Pearl Harbor releases. I see what you're doing. All right. Reflection from Ichika Nito.
Now, this is the only one. Because you wouldn't let me do Loudness.
Loudness doesn't have a new release.
It doesn't matter. It's Loudness.
Is it a re-release?
No.
Oh, damn it.
He's very good.
Is he?
It is.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Let's skip ahead and see when, when it kicks.
It doesn't kick.
I hear John Gordon doing that every day in here.
Does he sing? Ichiwa Konito.
See, Loudness would have been better than this.
Yeah, but Loudness isn't a new release.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right. Neil Young's got a new album out. Barn.
Ooh. There we go.
I'm sure it's just typical Neil Young.
Yeah.
I'm old and scared of the sunshine.
Neil, you've been doing the same album for 20
skin
years.
Hurt,
old man in the barn.
And I'm scared of it. My skin through a wavy glass.
Man, you could have done backup.
Yeah. Pretty good.
In this old place.
Holy crap, John.
Yeah. It's not bad. I got a couple voices.
I got a few. That one's yeah. He needs to call you.
Yeah. I see nature.
So that's about
it's not far from our house.
And I just my pants because I'm old.
It's a very, very fine house.
Yeah,
people who like Neil Young will like it. Yeah. Because he does the same stuff over.
Stone Trip. This is Runaway.
All right.
Chunky. The sun is burning.
1991.
Enough's enough.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love me, baby?
Best thing we've heard so far, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they are keeping that look alive, aren't they?
Sounds a little dated.
I think it's Sebastian Bach's backup band here.
Oh, Chris Cotero just finished. So sorry.
You're welcome, Chris.
Get a towel. Chris Cotero's done.
The Murder of My Sweet. Okay. I don't even know this one, but Ghost of a Chance is this one.
All right. The band is called The Murder of My Sweet, and Ghost of a Chance is the song.
Yes. Semi-hot chicken, this one I understand.
Yeah, the video looks good for me.
I got some money behind it. Alright, stripper heels, there we go.
Oh, they have one of those graduate film students.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That's for a James Bond.
I live in a barn.
Half past ten.
Oh.
Almost noon.
Oh, no, nice
camp. I'm just anxious from the center of the
hall. Ugh.
Oh, this.
Yeah, she's smoking mirrors.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, not even the smoke and mirrors part. Just that same sound of the girl voice.
What old man bankrolled her?
No kidding.
I did. I got a hot young thing to sing
in my cinnamon barn.
All right, settle down.
There's a band called Funeral. And the name of the
sounds
song
like
is
a dying
band.
Hillbilly.
He does.
All right. That's
this funny. Is Funeral.
Oh, sorry.
And the song is And.
Everything's Play-Doh quality.
Everybody's like old in these videos too.
I don't know, guys. I think the tempo's a little too fast for this one.
I can't keep up.
My God, fingers hurt. I got the osteo. I need some Voltran for my hands.
Get ready on the button because Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. This is Rick Mill.
Yeah. This is richer than I have ever been.
Here we go. This is going to be coded in F-words. We're going to hear the N-word or F-word first. That's the game. What? Place your bets, boys.
F-word.
I'm going N.
I say N.
Ran up and check it. This patty spaghetti made 20 more mil. Drop on the hopper, then jump on the chopper and go to the hills. My youngin' gon' call his duty with that chopper and he want to kill. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There it is. N-word wins. N-word wins. N-word wins. Yes! We were right. N-word got it. Who had N-word? You are come up to the first window and collect your winnings.
Oh, man.
Come on down!
N-word to F-word is a great game.
That's a game we need to do.
Really?
Yes!
No one will ever hear it. N-word. It would only be for us.
We play a rap song none of us know and we bet N-word or F-word. Do another Rick Ross song.
All right, hang on a second. We'll be fine.
It's like roulette. It's like modern day roulette. It's rap roulette. You bet black or red.
All right.
N-word or F-word, what's the name of the song?
Let's go with, let's see here. This is Hustlin'.
Oh, I'm going to throw in a little FanDuel action. N-word, yeah. F-word, other. N-word, F-word, other. Which do we hear first?
I'm staying with N-word.
All right. I'm going to go with N-word, too.
All right.
I'll go other.
He's going other. You're going N-word?
N-word.
All right. Three N-words and another. All right, here we go.
I got a commercial. Damn it.
Pete. It's the Google Find. What did they say? They did. They hit it. My God. Google. All right, we'll try it.
Hang on a second.
N-word, F-word, or other.
It's a great game.
It is a really good game. This is fun at the party.
It hasn't built back up yet.
Here we go. Ooh, good video so far.
Oh, hey now.
We're down in South Beach.
Miami, the Playboy's paradise. Pretty girls, fast cars. That's just a facade.
Okay.
The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami.
Here it comes.
The MIA.
Yeah.
This is where we hustle.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
It's the old song? Hustling,
no.
Well, it came out in 2009.
Hustling,
yeah, this is the Everyday I'm Hustling. I don't think this has any cusses. This might be a radio one. Hang on, maybe.
Who you suckers think you're tripping with? Uh-oh. Yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross.
Yeah, this is bad radio.
Damn it.
I didn't say that. I would have gotten other.
You would have won other, though.
Yeah.
You want to try one more?
Although I'm guessing that Suckers was the radio edit. Yeah, try. What's the next one?
We got.
I'm going to go F-word on this one just to mix it. No, I'm staying with N-word.
We can go Outlaws, or we can go with, let's see, Pin to the Cross.
We got to go. We just looked at the time. We don't have time for it. Well, we'll play more N-word or F-word tomorrow.
After the break.
We'll play it at home. Play the home game. A dollar a shot. We're going to do that. That's a fun game for no reason at all.
I think she like me. We'll have to do that one.
That's a good one. All right, we'll play that during a break.
Oh, people are giving us artist suggestions for N-word.
Yeah, that's all. We can't just jump off of that. We have to go off like Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
And then just put in
something
a guy.
We don't know.
Something that nobody knows. Like obscure rappers. And then boom. And see if we got N-word or F-word.
John,
like,
what's that Christmas song that you play F-word with? What's her name?
Oh, the one that says, have some pumpkin
F-N-I?
Pie. Have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. But it sounds like she's saying f- pie. How does that go? I forgot the name of that one.
Hey, Brady.
Darla something sings it.
Friends give recommendations, not reviews.
That's right. And friend give recommendation. You've pluralized the
that's,
one guy you don't
very
even remember.
Native American.
I know. Friend give. It's Tonto. Tonto is the guy that I do movie reviews with. Friend give recommendation. Here, Bit Christmas. Very funny. Thanks, Kimosabi. You still don't know who the friend was that you couldn't wait to tell us gave you a quality review of 8-Bit Christmas. Because it's Ronnie when you're trying to come up with the name of another friend.
Oh, she wants to watch it too. But
well, I've never heard of it. What is it?
Neil Patrick Harris. And
oh, yeah. That
it's kind of like the modern version of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Where Jingle he's going All after, the Way?
Yeah. Okay. Jingle All the Way. Turbo Man.
Brett, we get him and hit him real quick.
I'm telling you.
In the back of the head. Way too much time on 8-Bit Christmas. All right, we're done. There's your hot release.
Good job, N-word.
That's right. N-word or F-word. That's solid stuff. Now, you can't just start calling me that.
I was complimenting Brett.
No.
Great job.
You're not allowed to do that. You got to learn the boundaries. Learn the boundaries, kid. Learn the boundaries. Let the rappers do that. Otherwise, we're in trouble. They're your hot releases. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.